Well, joining me now on the phone is Greg Bays. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, and this is Manufacturing Month in Illinois as well as across the nation. And this is always kind of a time when we talk to Greg about, you know, what is the state of manufacturing in this state. Greg, thanks for joining me this morning.
Mr. Pearson, good to be with you.
What is the state of manufacturing?
Well, we have a lot of challenges in this state, but let's also remind ourselves it employs over 600,000 people in this state. It generates 13% of the state's gross domestic product. Manufacturing, as always talked about, one manufacturing job creates two jobs in other sectors of our economy. Illinois has always been a very, very strong manufacturing state. Between that, mining and agriculture, it's what built this state. It still employs an awful lot of people and generates a lot of activity. With that being said, as we've talked about lots of times on this show, Rick, and you have written about, manufacturers face challenges in this state because of the high cost of regulatory environment and other items, and it's the kind of thing that we should be changing, and we should be, you know, always protecting this sector because of its importance. And manufacturers, unfortunately, do have the opportunity to have choices, whether they'll continue to grow their business, put capital into their facilities and things of that nature, or can they do it more efficiently in other parts of the country in the Midwest? And we see that occurring all the time.
Well, we look at the kind of stagnant rate of growth in the Illinois economy. And, you know, certainly the state has its challenges, and after having gone through the epic budget battle and those kinds of things. But, you know, all the it's those kinds of things that seem to take all the oxygen out of everything. And it doesn't, the politicians, whatever, they may talk, but they don't actually look at things about where to grow the economy.
Well, Illinois seems to always, and certainly seemingly in the last decade, want to make it more difficult for job creators. I don't care if it's manufacturers, retailers, or others in the economy. The little issue that's been going on here in Cook County most recently in the soda tax is just one example of that, of what businesses face in this state. Politicians need to, and as the soda tax, I think, demonstrates, need to understand that there is a tipping point, that voters will finally say enough is enough. And you only need to go to various places in Cook County, in the collar counties, certainly downstate, and you see what happens to communities when major manufacturers leave their community. Galesburg lost the Maytag refrigeration unit a few years ago, the kind of damage that was done to their economy. Peoria, you drive through that community and you see, while Caterpillar still a major portion of that community, you see where other places in that community have lost manufacturing facilities. Go to the west side, the south side. It's not a coincidence that the areas of high crime and stagnant growth in Chicago occur in areas that used to be the manufacturing centers of the city. So there is a direct correlation between those kinds of jobs and what happens to a community when they leave. And Manufacturing Month is a time of celebration of what manufacturing means to the country, President Trump, and the nation. It certainly seems to be higher on the priority of trying to protect American jobs, create American jobs here. It's a time to celebrate that and highlight that. But unfortunately, we in Illinois have got to point out these problems and point out some of the other things that aren't just as obvious. The fact that baby boomers are retiring at a rate and those people who are involved in manufacturers having a hard time to replace those jobs because people are not going into that arena. So that's what the month is about. Jay Timmons and I will be at the City Club on Tuesday talking about these various issues of the lack of training programs to get people ready for the manufacturing jobs of the future. A real revolution is going on out there in that, and Illinois and the nation needs to be prepared for that.
I want to talk to you more about that revolution. We're speaking with Greg Bays. He's the CEO and president of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
8:19 on this Sunday morning. This is your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, and I'm speaking with Greg Bays, president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, as we mark Manufacturing Month in Illinois and across the nation. And right before the break, Greg, you were touching on the issue of the revolution that's coming. And I think I know what you're getting at is the digitalization, automation of manufacturing going at leaps and bounds, and that the jobs that were traditionally considered manufacturing jobs are now requiring all new skill levels.
A tremendous level of new skill, and I believe that the young people of Illinois, young people of this country, are up to the challenge. They've just got to be introduced to what those opportunities are, and that's what we haven't done a good enough job of making sure that young people as early as in 7th and 8th grade understand that there is a career opportunity to be in this arena. And it is very high tech. It is very much related to the skills that young people display today and what they are looking at, how they're getting their information. The digital revolution that's occurring inside manufacturing facilities is just phenomenal. And our school systems, our community college systems are beginning to realize that and providing the kind of training and opportunities for these folks. I was at the College of DuPage just last week, and they talk about the number of people who are coming back in as sort of the restart of their career in their late 20s, early 30s, that, you know, they got the bachelor's degree and studied philosophy in school, but realized it wasn't carrying their career as far as they should be doing. So the ability to come back in, learn what the machining operation is about, the kind of needs that our companies have all over this state. And when I say about introducing young people to it, sort of the cool things that manufacturers do. As an example, we have a manufacturer up in northern Illinois who was part of the Mars rover team back a few years ago, and put parts of the gearbox in that particular piece of machinery, and they had everyone come in before they sent that piece of those gears off to NASA to touch that piece of equipment so that their DNA would be today on Mars. It's that kind of things that we've got to be able to introduce young people to so that they sort of see that this arena is sort of cool, and it's not this idea that you put on a pair of coveralls, a lunchbox, and walk into a dark and dirty facility. These are high-tech, must have the ability to be able to understand code, be able to write code, to be able to work with the machines that are in these facilities. And if we do a better job at that, the United States is able to compete with anybody in the world as far as being efficient and the kinds of changes that are there. And that's the challenge that lawmakers face and all of us face in getting those folks prepared for that.
Well, why haven't we done a better job of it?
Well, I think that there has been, it's a little bit like the old song, you don't realize what you've got till it's gone. And as we have seen some of the changes occur, I think people are now waking up to the notion that if we're not training, I mean, when I said 600,000 people in this state directly involved, we have 30,000 people a year right now just retiring as the age of workers hit the 65 and older time period. We have got to be replacing them. We're not going to replace all 30,000 a year because there are going to be efficiencies. And when people get concerned about manufacturing that, quote, robots are going to replace and the jobs are going to just disappear, well, robots don't walk into a room. They don't get there themselves. They don't program themselves. They don't repair themselves. And the kinds of jobs that we can have in the future, and one other thing I will point out, Rick, an average manufacturing job in this state is a $74,000 a year job with full benefits. When you talk about some of the kinds of different specialties that we have in this state, let's say in the pharmaceutical industry in the up in the Lake County area as an example, those jobs are $100,000-plus average pay. So these are good, solid, middle-class jobs that can grow our communities, allow people to buy a home, educate their children, do the kinds of things that, quote, our parents, when they built the strong middle class of this country, did in the 60s and the 70s. So I think it is changing. I think people are listening. President Trump has brought this issue to the fore when he talks about the wanting to make sure that manufacturing is strong. He, in the last just couple of weeks, as you may have seen, has appeared in various manufacturing facilities in highlighting that. So it really does come with education. It does come with people understanding that it's important, and groups like ours and others continuing to beat that drum.
But once again, with the education component, and you and I have talked about this in the past, where, you know, it seems like every president has talked about, you know, the trying to do this linkage with community colleges and those kinds of partnerships and developing those skills and those specialty skills. But, you know, it seems anecdotal. I'm not sure that it really is as big as it should be.
Well, I think you're right. I think we do have to keep pounding the table. The Obama administration, and we're part of a Department of Labor grant that is working on apprenticeships. You're not going to change the United States model into the German model, to where you have seventh and eighth graders really picking tracks and moving forward and being apprentice widely used in this country. But we are attempting, along with the German-American Chamber of Commerce, to enlighten people on that opportunity. We're charged with attempting to put 600, I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a more difficult task than you might imagine, and getting 600 apprentices located inside manufacturing facilities across the state, and utilizing those as cohorts as they move through a program in those companies to become full-time employees. It won't change overnight, but it's programs like that that will, I think, open the eyes of people.
So, as part of Manufacturing Month, I know that there's lots of events going on. As you say, it's a, you know, a celebration. But, you know, with that program you just described, that would seem like a natural kind of way to get young people integrated into what manufacturing means today.
Well, one of our challenges there, the average age of an apprentice in Germany is 17. The average apprentice in the United States is 24. Usually what happens, someone is going on a direction, make a change, and come back into that. It is a something that you would think that people would latch onto. But this has to go into the elementary, secondary level schools. Guidance counselors, as an example, have to be brought in and understand the opportunities in their community. And it's not just a monolith across the state in one thing. The pharmaceutical manufacturing, the food processing opportunities in the steel and metal sectors of the manufacturing sector are all different, and each community may well have a different ability to introduce it to their school system. So it's not just as easy as a governor issuing a policy and it just taking hold. It is going to take some time to make these changes.
That's Greg Bays. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. Greg, thanks so much for getting up with me this morning.
Good to be with you. I'm glad I got to stay out of the crowd down there.
That's exactly right. We know better.
We know better. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Greg. We'll be back with more right after this.